VOA News. Cambodians voted Sunday in the country's sixth election since the fall of the Khmer Rouge. The election has been marred by serious irregularities, and there's little doubt that Cambodian National People's Party will win the ballot in a landslide. The UN has criticized the opposition Cambodian National Rescue Party being disbanded by the Supreme Court. And on Sunday, the Trump administration said the elections in Cambodia were neither free nor fair and failed to represent the will of the Cambodian people. Officials in Mali are counting the votes from Sunday's presidential election. The voting was marred by violence, rocket attacks, threats, and even suspected fake polling places. Initial result of the vote, the results of the vote expected later this week, a final result coming by Friday. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck the popular tourist island of Lombok in Indonesia on Sunday. At least 14 people are dead. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
It happened so suddenly at around 6 in the morning. Suddenly everything simply collapsed. My child was inside the house. Thankfully, he survived.
An emergency tent has been set up to treat the injured as the local hospital was damaged, and electricity was cut off around the slopes of Mount Rinjani, a busy trekking destination. The 6.4 magnitude quake could also be felt strongly on the west side of Bali. Earthquakes are common in Indonesia because it's located on the seismically active Ring of Fire.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. On Twitter Sunday, President Trump threatened to shut down the federal government's operations if Congress doesn't fund construction of a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. He thinks a wall will stop illegal immigration. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's former President Robert Mugabe.